today's Holy Gospel. Please be seated. Fear not. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On Christmas night, the angels brought to shepherds the great tidings, that is, great news, that the Savior was born. But notice that the angel first gave to shepherds this message that they should not be afraid. The angel had already told Mary at the hour of her Annunciation that she should not be afraid. Then yesterday on Christmas Eve, we heard that he, the angel, also appeared to Saint Joseph and told him also, fear not. And now on Christmas night, the shepherds who were guarding and keeping their flocks, they saw an angel who also gave them this great message, fear not. When angels appeared to the shepherds, there was a great brightness, lots and lots of light. God changed the dark night into the brightest day. And this should tell us something important, namely that the people of God had for centuries or even millennia wandered in darkness, namely in the chains of sin. But on this holy night, the light was shining in the darkness. Now was the hour of salvation, the great moment of joy. And this great joy was given to the people at the time when there finally was peace on earth. The Roman Empire was infamous of all the wars it had waged for centuries now, but now when its power and might was at its peak, there was the peace on earth, and this peace was now sweetened because all the men of good will were given inner peace, namely the news and announcement that the Savior, who takes away their sins, had been born. In the bright light of Christmas night, God revealed himself. And because of this light, the shepherds first were seized with great, great fear. But the angel assured them that they should not be afraid, because the good tidings of Savior's birth was given to them. And then there appeared a multitude of other angels, and these angels were praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will. And then the angels disappeared, and shepherds said to one another, let us go and see the word that has come to pass. So in haste, impelled by an eager desire to see this child who was born to be their Savior, the shepherds left and hurried to Bethlehem to see this child and Mary and Joseph. And there they did arrive. And then with their hearts filled with glad news and happiness, what they had received from the news of the angels. The shepherds told everything they had seen and heard to Mary and Joseph. And then the shepherds adored this baby, this God, their creator and their savior. What happiness and what moment of joy and gladness was it? Truly, the angel had given them good tidings, good news. Then, after adoring this baby, the shepherds went back to their flocks, as it says, praising God for all the wonders what they had seen and heard. And Mary, the mother of this sweet baby, she treasured of every word of what the shepherds had seen and heard. And on all sides, she discovered a confirmation of her own belief that this child was indeed the savior of the world and her savior. What sweet words are the words of the angel, "Fear not." And these words he speaks to all men of good will. And to us he also promises peace. And it is our Lord who has brought this peace to men by reconciling earth to heaven. But he also brings peace to each one of us by winning pardon and grace for us. We, in our lives, we are completely dependable on God. He is our creator, and should he so wish, he could end our lives right at this very moment. But he has not abandoned us. He has not abandoned or left us dwell in our sins. If we are burdened in soul, if we have no peace in our soul, Christmas night, it is the feast of happiness and of peace. We can forget for the moment the busy things of the world, and we can, at least for the moment, push aside all the troubles, all the anxieties, and all the worries which might burden us in our soul and in our heart. Christmas is the message of peace, and we can only truly be in peace if we are in peace with God, if sanctifying grace, which we have received in baptism, is in us. So, who are men of good will? These are them who listen and believe his doctrines, namely the doctrines of our Savior, and who correspond with his grace. I often like to emphasize to our school children that if you are a Catholic, it is not enough just to believe. You also must act according to your beliefs. Just think of shepherds. Of course, they heard the message of an angel that the Savior is born. But they did not just listen. Once this great grace had been given to them, they hurried to Bethlehem without any hesitation. And that's what our lives should be, always loving this sweet Jesus and always be obedient to his words. Only then we are men of good will. So much this sweet Jesus has given and done for us. He calls us because he loves us. If you ever are burdened, either in body or in soul, that baby in the manger, he has become and he has been given as your Redeemer. It's true that following him in this world, which is so filled with sins and temptations and evil, it is sometimes a heavy cross. But he was born and given to us so that he could die for us. And no matter how heavy our cross might be, he, when he came to this world, brought this great grace with him, that grace which he always generously distributes and gives to all those who love him and who are sorry for their sins. So on this Christmas night, on the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, think about those words of the angel that they tell us, fear not, and peace to men of good will. We certainly are hearers of our Lord's words. And he, because he loves us, he wants us to be doers too. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.